Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome out for a wonderful show. A show that is for you, and it's about you. Those of you who work so hard for your money, and you're ready to, for your money, start working hard for you now. So you work because you want to, not because you have to. You want to be able to have that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 gazillion years from now, but right now. So you have that life of comfort and ease and freedom so you can be with those that you love, doing what you love whenever you want. But guys, it's so much more than just being able to have a lot of money, right? This is about how you can go about blessing lives, because as a rippler, you can create a ripple effect through the lives of others, through your own prosperity, through your abundance, through your good example, through your talents and gifts and everything you can bring to the world. And money is just a magnifier of your soul. And that is exactly why I'm so proud to be one of those ripplers with you guys today. Thank you for allowing me to teach through you, to be able to share the knowledge and the things that I've gained experiences from, just a few things. I haven't learned everything in the world, but I appreciate you guys allowing me to do that. You're sharing it with other people and allowing this message to grow and expand and bless more lives. And that's because of you guys. So thank you so much for doing that. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's great blogs on there, including videos of these very podcasts you're listening to right now. So definitely go and check those out. Hey, a quick shout out to our sponsor, Pre-REO. Guys, if you've been looking for that opportunity to either hold a great note or to be able to buy a property at a deep discount, be able to take that property, partner with Pre-REO to be able to buy this property at a discount, fix it up, and either rent it or sell it for a nice profit. If this is something you've been interested in doing, you should check out Pre-REO stuff here. Go to pre-reo.com/moneyripples to check out more information. So check that out. So today I've had a topic that I've kind of reserved for when it felt to be the right time. And I feel like now is that time, because I feel now is the time to prepare, to gear up, to really truly understand those real, eternal, you know, really those laws and principles of prosperity, right? Those laws of abundance. And this is a big one. In fact, this was one that I relied on so much during the last recession when I was broke, when I was over $1 million in debt, that this was one of the main things that I felt pulled me through. This is one thing that kept encouraging me. This is one of the main things that actually I believe truly was able for me to make a lot more money because I understood this concept, right? And there's lots of different ways that people would call this. I'm going to refer to this as karmic debt. You know, when people talk about karma, you know, like what you put out comes back to you, right? This is about creating debt, like creating good karma to come back to you. By creating good karma comes back. So creating this karmic debt, because there is a lag effect between the good things that you do and you put out in the world and the results and the rewards you get back. This is why people say, what if bad things happen to good people? Wait, the story ain't over yet. You know, if you keep waiting, it happens. Some people might talk about this as the law of the harvest. Right? You know, talk about like things in the Bible. They talk about that when you sow it and when you sow seeds and you plant, you got to nurture it and water it and let it grow. Right? Same kind of concept, right? If you want to give or if you want to receive, you got to give. See, I can't even get it right. I have to keep giving first because that is the first thing. But if you want to receive something, you got to give first. And so I really want to go into this because I truly believe, especially when people struggle, this is when the impurities, so to speak, bubble out of you, right? It's like as if things are forced out of you, even the worst parts of you. I mean, have you noticed, especially lately, where you're under stress, some of the less attractive parts of you come out, right? You know, for me, I mean, when it's a hot day and they're telling you to wear masks and I'm going into a grocery store, I'm a grump. You do not want to say hi to me. I mean, maybe it would help, but no, it's like I get really grumpy and angry and I have to work on that, you know, and that kind of stuff. And we all have those little trigger moments and those things that we have, right? By the way, If you want to have good things come to you, you got to put out good things. I hope that none of you, if you call yourself a rippler, one thing for sure is you cannot be the type of person that I hear about trolling online. If you're one of those people that troll people, maybe say, oh, I'm not a troll. I'm just trying to bring out truth. But if you're out there criticizing, blaming, you know, ripping apart people, trying to find every little fault and every little exception to somebody's little statement that they make because somebody doesn't want to write a 5 million paragraph page, you know, on their social media, and you're the one that has to nitpick it and pull it out, shame on you. Shame on you for being that kind of person. That if that's what this kind of world has turned you into, I don't even want to see what you become later on when the world can get worse, right? That's a thing. Like, guys, if you, this is you, I ask you right now, I beg you to cut it out, to actually start to be real, abundant, prosperous people, good people, not trolls. And I know it's a minority, but those are the people that scream the loudest, aren't they? And I'm not saying any particular experience. I'm not pointing anybody out. So if you think it's you, because I'm saying, oh, Chris knows me, he's pointing me out, I'm not thinking of you. But I have seen a lot more, and I'm sure you have too, a lot more negativity out there now. If you want something truly abundant and positive in your life, stop throwing out negative crap, okay? Like, that cannot exist. And there's people that I swear, I don't know how they get so much time. And maybe it's because they've been laid off or furloughed or whatever, or they just don't have business going on. But I'm telling you, there's way more productive things you can be doing with your time than going and criticizing people online. You know, just because you can hide behind your little computer and be a little coward, that is not the case. So if you want this karmic debt to work for you, that is not what you do. Okay, that was my little soapbox on that part. But again, like, guys, if you say, oh, I'm trying to correct people and correct facts, no one cares about your corrections. Let's be honest. Now, you might opt to give people some options, right? But nobody cares about your freaking opinion that much. You know, nobody does except for you, you know? And so I deal with all the time. Don't you think me, who's a guy that's trying to give financial advice, there's plenty of bad advice out there. Heck, you've heard me talk about Dave Ramsey, but you've also heard me compliment Dave Ramsey too. I could go off, if I were like the people today online, if I were to be that kind of person, I'd be the person that would say, like, oh, Dave's a freaking moron. He's an idiot. He's totally out of touch with reality. Yeah, he's all about paying off debt, but nobody gets rich off that. I could totally make statements like that, right? And especially their blanket statements. It's funny how people make blanket statements, but then they'll criticize people for making blanket statements. The hypocrisy in the world is crazy. Guys, you don't see me doing that, right? Now, there's been times I have in my life, especially when I was younger, that was dumb, okay? I like to think that I learned some lessons along the way. Guys, he's awesome. He's a great guy. He does some great good in the world. Now, it's not the advice I would give. It's not the advice I think is good for most people, especially those of you that are listening. If you're looking for the next step, if you're going beyond remedial finances, right? He's great for remedial finances. Many of you, though, that are listening to the show are beyond that. You're already looking for answers that are outside the box. Cool. He's got his purpose. I've got mine. Right. So anyways, like, there's a plenty of room in this world for us to be good to each other. And I highly recommend that if anything, you want to see more money come in your life and less scarcity, be an abundant person, act as an abundant person, do things that create more abundance, that foster it. So let me give you an example. So when I was going through those rough times back in the last recession, right, you know, I knew that principles would govern. Like, I was losing faith a little bit, right? Because I was struggling. I was like, man, it seemed like at first it seemed like everything I touched turned to gold, and now nothing's working. It seemed like everything was going wrong, right? And I started to put a lot of focus on that. I started to get very bitter myself. You know, I remember I was complaining, I was fault finding, blaming, backbiting, you know, whatever you want to call it, gossiping. You know, I had plenty of time on my hands, and I was wanting to blame and whine about it and just try to talk it all out and just vent. Here's the thing. It's one thing to vent, you know, and just let it out and then go out and be productive. It's another thing to just whine and complain and do nothing, and except for whine and complain the next day and the next day. And I remember this was in 2009. So remember 2007, towards the latter half of that year, I saw the writing on the wall. I was getting desperate. My finances are starting to fall apart. 2008, I was basically making no payments or a lot of late payments, right? Or, you know, going late on a lot of things. I was in the foreclosure process. And then I remember by April 2009, this is right before my fourth son, my fourth child was born, my third son. And that's when the knock came on the door and the person said, "Hey, I just bought your house at the courthouse a half hour ago. When can you get out? I want to move. I bought this house for my sister. I want to move her in." And of course I was like, "Oh my goodness, we're about to have a baby in the next week or so. So can we pay your rent and stay in here for a little bit?" And he agreed. And we paid about $2,000 to stay in for the house for 2 more weeks, you know, anything to try to keep him off our back. So anyways, we did that, had the baby. And of course we were able to move out, find a place, all while, you know, where my wife was at the time was barely healing from having our child. And it was a hard, hard time. And I'm telling you, I was pretty, you know, embittered. I mean, part of me was at least relieved. At least I knew what was happening, because every month there was that threat of foreclosure, but because we were trying to short sell the house, they would delay it, right? And we, and by the way, we had short sale offers and the bank wouldn't take it. They foreclosed on our house $170,000 less than the offers we had for the short sale. I mean, talk about how wrong that is. I mean, one, it doesn't definitely help my credit, you know, at that time. Now it's gone in the past, but that time, that was not a good thing for me. You know, I was like, okay, now my credit is shot. I just lost my home and everything, you know, everything a part of it. We just downsized into a house that was about a, you know, about a 35, 40% of the space we were used to, you know, and it was a tough time. And I wanted to moan and complain and blame and everything else. In fact, my wife at the time did the same thing. She was trying to blame other people. It got to the point where I realized I'm the only one to blame here, right? And of course, we were losing patience because we had now been going through this for nearly 2 years, you know, from the time that we started to realize things were getting tight. So after 2 years of struggle, and I know some of you guys can relate to this, 2 years of struggle, it can definitely wear on you, right? Especially when you had all this faith and this hope, and then it seemed like it was just dashed to pieces. But you know, the great thing is that it got me to the right place. One, it got me to reducing my expenses drastically over that period of time. It got me to learn to be a better steward of my money and tracking it and watching it and being careful with it and looking for ways to create value for people. And that's what I mean about karmic debt, right? Is that I knew that if I wanted big results to come, that I got to give big. And so when I was looking at all this, I was thinking, okay, well, I know these principles work. I know the principles of abundance. And you got to be in an abundant mindset, right? When you're in scarcity, this thing doesn't work. You got to be a place of abundance. What does that mean? That means having faith that when you apply principles, they work. You know, just like dollars follow value. When you create value for people, even if you don't see the money right away, there's something that happens. You know, even I've had people before tell me, even during the last recession, they say, "Chris, I've been creating lots of value for my employer and they're not recognizing it." I said, "Fine, great." Now, granted, you still have to ask for things that you want, right? And you can do that with confidence, knowing that you went the extra mile. I had a client that same time that did the same thing. He kept getting raises because he kept creating huge value. That was his whole focus. Even after he got the next raise, he kept doing it again. And they couldn't deny it because they knew if they didn't hold on to someone like him, who's actually a creator, not a consumer. Understand that most people, when they go to work, they are just there to consume. They create as little as possible to just get paid. So really, most people just create as little as possible in their job so they don't get fired. Isn't that the truth? They just try to do what's minimally required of them. It's like, what's the minimum requirement I have to do? Just get an A in my class, just to get an A minus even, right? That's kind of what people treat life like. But when you go the extra mile, when you do something greater, when you go and apply way in a way that it shows good, true character, and especially when it's tough times, that is when that's when the real blessings, the real results start to happen. And I remember for me, like I switched something. Like it was about June or July of 2009. I remember seeing a guy in my office, a guy that we were working with, you know, the main partner, and I could tell, even though it wasn't really on his face, I could just sense that he was desperate. He was a little bit discouraged. And I realized I was part of the problem. I was bringing negative energy into his space. And I'm like, well, how can he produce more if I'm bringing negative energy into his space? So I made a decision at that moment. I said, I'm going to switch it. I'm going to focus on the positive. And I remember reading the book, Never Give Up by Donald Trump, one of his more humble books, right? And that says a lot. So anyways, you know, in that book, he talked about how he'd focus on the one positive thing. Even if there was 20 negative things, he would focus on the one positive. So I said, I'm going to do that. Now, it's more than just being optimistic or being false, right? I wouldn't be disingenuous with my optimism. I would find something that was true, that was really true. You know, even meant I'm breathing today, right? I would find something that was true. I wouldn't make up crap like I'm so grateful for this when there's no reality of that. Now, there's something to be said about declaring something that's not there, that doesn't seem to be real yet. It might just be in your mind, and that's fine. But you can find ways to make an honest statement about it, right? I mean, say for example, that someone says like, hey, like I'm not financially free yet. I don't have all the passive income I need. You could just say, hey, I'm on my way. Like I'm progressing towards that goal. That's awesome. Focusing on the progression versus where you're not is huge. It's huge. And where do you put that focus? And so, you know, you gotta have that level of abundance mentality that's going with this for this karmic debt to work. Now, as you're doing that, it actually makes it easier, and it's easier to stay motivated to keep creating value. And when I've had people that said, well, I'm creating value for this employer, it's not working. Well, okay, well, guess what? Inevitably, the universe has to work in your favor, even if it means that someone else recognizes your hard work and offers you more money. And by the way, that's happened so many stinking times to clients of mine and friends and people like that when they actually do this consistently and persistently over time. And so that's what happens, is you start to see this really work. And remember, this for me was the key. So that summer of 2009, I'm trying to have a more optimistic attitude. I'm just going creating value. Sometimes I'm not getting paid for that value, but I said, it doesn't matter. I'm going to keep creating it. I'm going to keep being in the right place, doing the right things at the right time. And here's, it's kind of like, you know, in my church, there's a slogan that says, do what is right and let the consequence follow, right? It's basically like, hey, choose the right, do the right things, and then let the cards fall what they may. And usually those cards fall in your favor. That's the thing. And I remember I got to August, right? August 2009. This is just before things turned around for me. And I remember thinking, you know what? I remember I was praying to God. I said, you know, I know this works. I know these are true principles. I haven't seen the fruit of it yet, but I know that I've been watering this tree. I've been planting it. I've been nurturing it. I've been doing everything that's needed for it to bear fruit. I just know that the fruit isn't here yet. And here's the thing I said. I got to this place of surrender. And I said, you know what? Even if whether it happens next week or this takes 20 years, regardless, I will keep creating value. I will keep building this karmic debt in my favor, because I know inevitably the dam has to burst. And I said, and I actually got encouraged by that. I was like, man, the more I create here, the more there's going to be a blessing on the other side. The harder the pain, the more that there has to be that polarity, right? There has to be something reverse of that. You know, Napoleon Hill in the book Think and Grow Rich talks about with the seed of every with every adversity is a seed of an equal or greater opportunity. So think about that. With every adversity, with every negative thing you might have, there's a seed of an equal or greater opportunity. I've also seen this be true when you go the extra mile. When you go the extra mile, there's an amplification aspect that happens. It's something that amplifies your results. You know, not just twofold, sometimes it can be tenfold of the actual effort you put in. But many people don't go quite that far. They just get stuck. They just do the bare minimum because that's all they feel they can handle. Because when you go the extra mile, when you start to find ways to serve people and do more, it comes back. And I can attest to that. That was August. I kind of got that place of surrender. I remember I had a huge fight with my wife at that time, right? My ex-wife now, had a huge fight with her. And she's like, when's this gonna end? Like, I'm tired of this. And I'm like, hey, there's gonna be a day I said, I told you so, that this is working. I know it. I feel it deep down. I feel it true. And I wonder if you guys have had that feeling too, where you just know something's going to work out. You just haven't seen the results yet. Well, that's what I did. Man, September, the dam started to burst just the next month. By October, I realized we're good. We're in a good place. Now things are really happening. By the way, that happened because one, the person that I felt I was projecting negativity on, when I stopped that, allowing him to be abundant and do his thing, he had key connections. So he brought in these key people, these, especially in the chiropractic and dental communities, he brought them in. And the cool thing is, over that period of time, I started honing my craft and getting better and better and more resourceful about finding cash, finding money. And boom, I helped them find cash, and they're raving fans and their centers of influence, and they start telling everybody else. And then the whole dam burst open. So that by October, I'm like, okay, money is flooding in. I've been waiting for this for 2 years, and here it is. And then by just a few months later, by December and into January, I'm like, I got to hire more coaches. I can't handle it all. Like, even if I wanted to, I couldn't. It was just too much. And so I started having to train more coaches, you know, same kind of thing that I felt lately, although I don't feel like it's like this 2 month dam burst or anything like that. I felt that pull. That's why late last year, I started like training other advisors and other people to back me up, because I know that I can't do it all. And for this ripple effect to become bigger and to impact your lives better, it's got to be that way. And so again, it's about creating that upfront work, you know, that time and energy. So many people will stop it. They won't consistently and persistently do it because they think, oh, it's not working, and they stop. Trust me, if you trust in this one principle of karmic debt, saying I'm going to build up that debt so much that whether you believe in God or the universe or whatever, it has to pay you back. And it has to pay you back with interest. That, guys, that is the cool thing about this. So I challenge you, first, be in an abundant state of mind. You know, don't be the troll online. Don't be the person that's throwing out negativity. Do something different. Don't turn off the freaking news. You know, turn off the world, the voice of the world. Even means you have to disconnect a little bit. Do it. Get into a peaceful place. I think right now the trend should be heading more towards spirituality and focusing on your mind and quieting and stilling the mind, because right now there's chaos in the world. You have to have peace and abundance in a chaotic world right now. Focus on that. Start creating massive value in the world in whatever way you want to. And by the way, do it even in places that don't pay you money. The best way to build karmic debt is find ways to serve people that doesn't necessarily pay you. Just do the right thing and watch what will happen. It's incredible. Not only will you feel better, but you will attract more. You will attract opportunities. People say, how are you doing this? You must be lucky. You must have some sort of magic or know something or know somebody that I don't. The truth is, guys, it's not magic. It's been around since the beginning of time. People have talked about it, but right now there's so much noise in the world, they're forgetting real core true principles that create massive prosperity. And if you want to even create passive income from the strategic side, you create massive prosperity, you start creating massive income now, don't you think you'll hit passive income faster? I can assure you that is definitely 100% the case. I am living proof of it, guys. So anyways, that is my advice for you guys. Create that karmic debt. Create massive amounts of debt. This is the debt that you would love and want to eat every day. So create that massive debt in your life. Make karma work in your favor. Make it a wonderful and prosperous week and a very highly karmic debt week. And we'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.